It's time. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. 31 days. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman Halloween.
You guys appreciating this song I made for you? I hope so. So, speaking of sound, we have something special to talk about today. We're going to talk about a little something called infrasound. So there's an article on Atlas Obscura about infrasound. And basically, infrasound is something that they use on movie films, okay? Movie films that you may have seen, such as Infrasound, the movie, and Infrasound, and You. But it's something that composers, I guess, use, especially in horror movies, and it's basically sound you can't hear, but you can sort of feel it. Here's a quote. The sound itself could be created by an instrument that one would normally be able to identify, but is either processed or performed in such a way as to hide the actual instrument, says Harry Manfredini, whose score for Friday the 13th was cemented in the thrasher film genre of the 1980s. The sounds that do this to us aren't always unusual, but their deep rumblings or high-pitched squeals signal danger almost, blah, blah, blah. But there is, like, sounds that use that create in us an instinctual fear response, such as those recorded in the test subjects of a 2011 study at the University of California. Often these sounds are buried in the complex movie score, or sometimes as subtle sound waves that give an adrenaline rush like a mini internal roller coaster. One unsettling and hidden sound that is given credit for freaking out an audience is infrasound, a low-frequency sound that cannot be heard, but literally unsettles human beings down to our bones. Infrasound, which exists at 19 hertz and below, can be felt, but human ears begin to hear sound at 20 hertz. Infrasound exists in nature and is created by wind, earthquakes, avalanches, and used by elephants to communicate over long distances. Well, if there's something that freaks me out, it's an elephant talking to another elephant. At a high enough volume, it may be possible for humans to perceive sound as low as 12 hertz, but even common objects can emit infrasound, something some horror movie composers use to their advantage. Filmmaker Gaspar Noé admitted in an interview that he intentionally used sound that registered at only 27 hertz in his 2002 film Irreversible. The movie is technically an avant-garde thriller rather than classic horror. I hate that. It's like, you know how you know, what's the difference between an avant-garde thriller and classic horror? There'll probably be boobs, but it'll be more tasteful. And also, they want to show it at like a film fest or some shit. But the intense violence, raw camera angles, and disturbing images and content have made it dip into the horror movie category. Blah, blah, blah. You can't hear it, but it makes you shake, Noé told Salon. In a good theater with a subwoofer, you may be more scared by the sound than by what's happening on the screen. In Irreversible, deep rumblings and a swaying, otherworldly grinding sound increases in volume, causing the viewer to feel dread just before extremely disturbing imagery begins. The 2002 movie Paranormal Activity was also rumored to use infrasound, though even if the deep rumblings in the film are above the 20 hertz threshold, they seem to do a good job of unsettling audiences anyway. So there you go. Abstract sensations cause anxiety due to the very absence of an object or cause, some guy said. Without either, the imagination produces one which can be more frightening than the reality. So basically, the infrasound makes you feel like something's there, but you don't know what it is. Now, dear listener, I have a confession to make. I've been playing a 19 hertz piece of infrasound this entire time. Can you feel it? Is it rumbling in you? What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on a piece of 8 hertz infrasound as well. And I'm going to crank up the entrance into what you're hearing. And I'm just going to play it for like a minute. Now, this is not a trick to get you to turn up your headphones or something so I can then go like, ah! You know, like those internet things where it's like, look super close and you'll see a spooky thing and then something jumps out at you or something. This is legit. This is as legit as this show gets. So I'm gonna turn on. I've got now both going. I've got the 19 hertz and an 8 hertz both at the same time. And I'm just gonna crank it up and give you about 30 seconds of that. See what you think.